Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
.140 to play. Edwards-Helaire on first and goal for LSU. Bumps it right. Stiff arm. Puts it down. Squirts away from Trayvon Diggs. Into the end zone. Touchdown. Tigers. They extend the lead.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Greg Daniels on the Compass Media Network. It was quite the spicy weekend in college football. It seems to happen whenever the rankings come out because we've got some concrete evidence of how the College Football Playoff Committee is thinking and feeling. It sets off a chain reaction in the sport in November. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Pleased to welcome Jerry Palm of CBS Sports, who has this enviable task of predicting every single bowl game going back to the preseason, though I suspect now it becomes a little bit simpler when you have some evidence to work with. And I know that you often are working on the rankings too and trying to figure out how the committee is going to slot these various teams. Did it surprise you, Jerry, that not even one team stayed in the same spot in the top 25 as it had a week ago?
No, because Minnesota was going to move up a bunch. That was going to knock those other teams down. There was a lot of slotting that went into place. I mean, a lot of teams are in the same place relative as they were to other teams, but Minnesota moving up a bunch mattered. There were a couple of losses to teams near the bottom of last week's top 25. Penn State and Alabama were going to move. So, no, I guess just kind of the way things fell, it was going to be hard for everybody to stay where they were.
Why did LSU catapult Ohio State when the Buckeyes didn't lose?
Because they played Maryland, and Maryland is awful. And it hurt their schedule, you know. And they're going to play Rutgers this week, and Rutgers is awfuler. Is that a word? It is now.
It is now.
So Ohio State's schedule is going to come back a little bit these 2 weeks, and LSU beat a team that's still in the top five after that loss. And, you know, it's Ohio State's dominance this season has been historic. They're completely laying waste to everybody they play, good, bad, or indifferent. That's their case for number one. They've beaten good teams. They beat Wisconsin and Cincinnati, who are both in the top 20 by a combined score of 80-7. LSU's got some better wins than Ohio State does. They've had some closer games, but their schedule's better. So I think it's a close decision between the two, and it may not be over yet because Ohio State's got some pretty good teams left on their schedule.
Well, I was going to ask if there was any circumstance. I know they have Penn State, though Penn State has dropped down to number 10. Is there any circumstance under which their schedule hurts them enough that they fall out of the top four?
Ohio State?
Yes.
No.
Okay.
No. Undefeated Ohio State is going to the playoffs.
So then looking at the question and the debate between Georgia and Alabama, which is another one that Rob Mullins, the committee chair, highlighted, how do you feel about Georgia in the top four and Alabama on the outside?
Well, I feel like it doesn't really matter that much. I predicted that Georgia would be four because their schedule is better than Alabama's. Alabama has played now one good team and lost, albeit the number one team, but lost. Dominated the rest of their schedule, but it's a pretty poor schedule. Georgia's played better teams. They have two wins over ranked teams in Notre Dame and Florida. Their loss is kind of ugly. South Carolina at home. So I think you can go either way, but the important thing about those two teams is that Georgia controls whether it makes the playoff. Mm. It wins the rest of its games. It finishes 12-1 as SEC champion. It's going to the playoff. Alabama can win the rest of their games and still be left out.
What are the scenarios, or maybe what is a scenario, in which Alabama could end up back in the top four, similar to what happened last year where they didn't have the SEC championship?
Actually, I think that was 2 years ago.
Oh, sorry.
You're right.
I mean,
they got in 11-1. It was 2 years ago. The competition wasn't as good that year, and Alabama's schedule was better. And that's something that hurts them this year. They didn't have a good non-conference game, and they usually do. They didn't have a good cross-division game within the league. So, you know, they might go 11-1 this year, and their best win could be 8-4 Auburn or 8-4 Texas A&M. And that's different than Alabama would have had 2 years ago. So Alabama, all they can do is go out and win their games and put up a bunch of points and hope that they look so overwhelmingly good that teams with better records and better schedules don't get in ahead of them. But they're going to need help in the Big 12. Somebody probably has to beat Oklahoma and Baylor. They probably need help in the Pac-12. I'm not sure they would get in ahead of Oregon. Might have a better chance against Utah. They need Ohio State probably to finish 13-0 because they'd be ahead of Minnesota, and then Penn State gets knocked out of the way. 11-1 Ohio State in the same situation as Alabama is a better playoff candidate.
Jerry Palm of CBS Sports with us live to talk college football playoff rankings. Only the second set, but a lot of movement. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. It's funny because with Alabama, they're a staple, right? I think I saw the stat that in 33 weeks of college football playoff rankings, going back now 5+ years, Bama has only been left out 5 times in those 33 weeks. And so you're so used to, not to mention they've been part of the top four all 5 years. So they all blend together. But this could be the scenario in which the Tide are left out. What's a team? You mentioned Oregon and Utah. They're at 6-7. What's a team that you think could crash the party just by virtue of what their schedule looks like or maybe their conference championship?
Well, one team we're not talking about really at all is Baylor. Baylor's 13th undefeated in the Big 12. The schedule is set up nicely for them. I don't know if they're good enough to pull it off, but we'll find out. They get Oklahoma at home. They get Texas at home. If they get to the Big 12 championship game, they get another shot at Oklahoma. That would be a neutral field. You know, if Baylor can pull that off, 13-0 Baylor's going to the playoff.
In what scenario are we talking about, let's say, the Pac-12 and Big 12 getting left out again? What if nothing changes, is this top four the top four that you believe will end up in the playoff if these four teams win out?
Well, that's interesting. If these four teams win out, yeah, I think so. Well, Georgia and LSU can't both win out. Because they would meet in the SEC championship game. But if Georgia beats LSU, now you've got 12-1 Georgia SEC champion, 12-1 LSU who beat Alabama. Now Alabama's no better than the third-ranked team in the SEC. You still have undefeated Ohio State, undefeated Clemson. Those are your four. But Georgia would have to win the SEC.
We saw Minnesota catapult nine spots, and now into the top 10. Is there a situation where the Golden Gophers could crash?
Yes, 13-0. You know, they're at Iowa this week. They still have to play at Northwestern. They have Wisconsin at home, and then a Big Ten championship game likely against Ohio State. Win all of those games and Minnesota's a playoff team.
Does it matter that Clemson's schedule is?
It does if they lose. They're going to make the playoff at 13-0. An undefeated major conference team is going to the playoff. So Baylor can be 13th. Minnesota could have been 17th last weekend. You know, where you start doesn't matter. If you're in a major conference and you're undefeated, you're going to the playoffs unless we have 5 of those teams, which we can't this year because the Pac-12 is already out of that. So it doesn't really matter where you start. It really matters what's ahead of you and how much control you have over getting to that 4. And, you know, Alabama's 5, and they're ahead of at least 2 teams that could jump them by going 13-0.
So, Jerry, how do you have time for football and now basketball as well?
It's November's a fun month. Trying to juggle 2 sports. Although we had a lot of fun in basketball last night, didn't
we?
Yes. Still beating Kentucky. Oh, my gosh. Who saw that coming?
So cool.
But, yeah, so it's it makes every morning a little more work, but that's fine. It's good to have two sports going at once.
All right, so since you're awake and you're with us, I'll ask you two quick questions that we're asking people on the show right now. In light of, and I know you're a huge baseball fan, a Cubs fan, in light of what we've heard, the allegations about the Astros coming from Mike Fiers, do you believe that stealing signs using some form of covert technology is common in Major League Baseball?
Common. No, I don't think it's common. Not using technology. I mean, I think they're always trying to steal signs.
Sure.
I mean, we did that technology.
When I played softball, for heaven's sakes.
Yeah. Yeah. I think using technology is not common and probably shouldn't be allowed. I'm sure it's not allowed.
No, it's definitely across the line is what baseball says. Okay, now here's the other one. And I know, well, I don't know where you are right now, but I know that you live not that far from Chicago. And so you're typically dealing with snow and cold temps, but we're asking people to commiserate if in their area they're dealing with the Arctic blast. So what's your real feel temp right now?
Oh, gosh. It's a single digit temp. And I'm in Indianapolis. It's
cold
it's
there.
Still single digits. Yeah, it's still still a single-digit real field temperature in Indianapolis, and I'm heading back home for a little bit today, and it's not going to be any better.
I did hear, Ashley, when I was on my way to work, CBS News was kind of dotting the country with the cold temps, and they highlighted Indianapolis because even without the wind chills, it was 10 degrees, and that was like 3 or 4 hours ago.
Yeah,
so
we were out last night. It said 11 on the car.
Oh, that's balmy. No,
yep, I was working on my tan.
Well, Jerry Palm, you can find him on Twitter, as always, JP Palm, CBS. He's busy not only looking at rankings and bowl games for college football, but also basketball now and predicting the field of 68 before we ever even hit 2020, I guess, at the change. And so we appreciate a couple of minutes. And if you don't mind my saying so, congratulations on getting engaged.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah, I'm very excited.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.